Space pressed. Unavailable.
Hello, guys. Today is Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, October 31, 2017. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is Bobby Vinton. Haven't done a podcast in a long while. I am going to do a couple of things today. The first thing I'm going to talk to you about is everybody seems to be doing podcasts about their recording setup. I am going to do a podcast about my recording setup. Now, I am just using simple 1-2-3 ways of doing it, and I'll explain to you what that means. And let me unmute my mic. I am currently using right now a program that I had heard about on the Any Audio Network, and I want to give a shout out and a thanks to Alman. I think Alman is his name. I can't tell if it's a man or a woman. I hope I'm not insulting anybody, but I want to thank this person because this program is a lot simpler than Audacity, and it's 100 times simpler than Goldwave, and it works better for me than Virtual Recorder. The name of the program I am using is called COK, C-O-K, MP3 Recorder. And I can't really demonstrate it because I decided to clean out my computer and I do not have another recording program on here right now, which I will find, I'll try to find a smaller recording program. I am using, and you're probably asking, why did you do this, Bobby Vinton? Well, the reason why I get rid of a recording program or keep it as a portable copy is I am very limited on my hard drive space. I figured, you know, if you want to share a folder with me on sync thing, I'll have to just, you know, use an external drive. I am extremely limited. My PC has 3 gigs of RAM. If you could believe that. Only a 120 gig hard drive. Originally, I had a 500 gig hard drive, but the 500 gig went bad, and the computer just wouldn't boot up, so I had to get a new hard drive. What was it? 3 years ago, actually. And, so I only have 3 gigs of RAM, and 120 gig hard drive. I hope to be getting a new computer soon. So that is why I get rid of every recording program that I use and find out about a new one. And I am also using a Logitech wireless headset mic. Let's get to the basics. Let's not focus on why I did this or why I did that. But I am using a Logitech wireless mic with just a dongle that you plug into the back of the computer, and with COK MP3 recorder, you do not have to use listen to this device. Checkbox checked. You know, that is annoying because when you do your listen to this device, you hear that, you know, you're distorted or not distorted. You know, you have to hear your own voice, and that gets really annoying after a while. Who wants to hear their own voice? Not me at all. I don't want to hear that. So, this is what I have. I'll try to explain to you how it all works, because can I demonstrate this or no? Let me just see. I'm using NVDA, and I am using Benjamin, Speech Player, and eSpeak Benjamin. So, I'm gonna try to do something. No, wait a minute, let me alt-tab.
COK free MP3 recorder dialog 004: stop button.
There's a stop button.
And it's multi-line read only. Select and record Skype. Yahoo Messenger automatically Skype voice recorder.
Okay, with this program, you can edit, record Skype calls.
Pause button. New logs button. Stop button. And it's multi-line read only. Pause button. New logs button.
You know, I can't really get to the whole program because I am recording and, you know, but this program allows you to hear both sources without having to hit your listen to this device, and you could get Cock at COKSOFT.com. That's cocksoft.com. Now, getting back to my recording setup, that is the whole thing. Number one, Cock recorder. Number two, a Logitech wireless headset mic. And that is all I have. I mean, it's really good. As you can see, the stereo mix or what you hear, none of that has to be used with this program. And even though Audacity and Goldwave and now supposedly Virtual Recorder have that stupid, you know, you have to go in there. In order to record your voice and screen reader together, you have to, Audacity, you have to hit Wasapi Loopback, or whatever it is. I don't have the program because I can't really demonstrate it, but you do have to go into Wasapi, then the other tab, you have to make sure you're looping back to your, you know, Realtek High Definition. Then you have to go into your mic settings and hit listen to this device, which is in your control panel /sound, which is kind of annoying that you have to set that up that way. And you know, even if I left it like that by default, you hear a little bit of feedback if the mic gets too close to, or it's sitting on the desk. So this is the reason why I picked Cock MP3 recorder to record all my demonstrations, and I should be using this from now on. I'm doing this because I feel good. I've been kind of sick for a while, but we won't get into that. So all you need, if you don't have a lot of money, or you know, you have an old computer, you just need Cock MP3 recorder and any kind of mic you want, as long as it's a USB, or it could even be one with a 3.5 millimeter jack that you can use that too. I don't have one to use, so I can't say whether that works or not. Cause my old 3.5 millimeter jack broke. So I decided, you know, you're probably wondering, why are you doing, your recording setup? Well, a lot of people have been describing and telling how their recording setup is, and I'm going to tell you how mine is, and I want to congratulate Creighton for using a mixer, but if your mixer ever fails, if any mixers fail, or you don't have a mixer like me, I have no mixer, I have nothing. I'm just using this beautiful Logitech mic, which, you know, eventually I'm going to have to replace or, you know, get a battery for, because I've been charging this one up a lot, and, you know, it's kind of seen a little slightly better days, but, you know, my father may want to just replace the battery or some of the parts, but we'll see. Anyway, it's nice to be back on Any Audio. I know I've been kind of silent for a while, and, you know, I've had a lot going on, you know, things happen in the family, and sometimes, you know, things, you know, other things take over, sometimes certain things. Oh, and just to let you know, before I had this setup, I was using Virtual Recorder, and I did do a couple of podcasts, and they did not come out at all. And only 3 seconds of them come out. I did a podcast on my boombox, brand new boombox I got with you can actually do a cassette. You have cassettes onto disc, so I've done that. And I also did a couple of podcasts. I did a podcast on a player called Pot Player, which I am not using at this particular moment because I found a better player, which I'm thinking about doing a podcast on. It's called GOM. It's called G-O-M. And that, I figured, you know, it's been tough to try to get things done, you know, when you're recording software isn't properly working and what happened. As you know, I just want to make a big announcement on any audio. Carlos Nazario, I'm sure you all know this, but I'm going to say anyway, had passed away. The guy who developed Virtual Recorder, and when the first Creators Update came out, I was having a lot of issues with Virtual Recorder. Wasn't recording my both sounds like it should. Well, it was, but you only got like a half a minute of the file. And I don't know why. I guess it's just my system. I checked all my drivers. Everything was up to date. And I also want to tell you, I know this is about my recording setup. I covered what I do and how I do it and what the best way for me to record is, and it's very simple. You don't have wires floating all around. You don't have a desk full of cords. You know, I can have a bunch of my cords in a bag, and, you know, everything could be forgotten about, so it's just beautiful. I love these wireless headset mics. They're wonderful. Either I need a new mic or I might need a new battery at some point. We'll have to play it all by ear, see how everything works out. And I did tell you that, of course, Carlos Nazario, you know, God bless his family. I hope they're all doing well. And it was great to do a recording setup. And, oh, speech synthesizers. I want to tell you, I am using Jake Gross's Speech Player and eSpeak synthesizer. And Jake and I have worked very closely together on that, and I have done a lot of work with him on it and told him what variants I wanted. So Jake Gross made his spin on, you know, NB Speech Player and put it all. He did not use the NB Speech Player synthesizer. He just made variants based on NB Speech Player. And if I remember all of them, there's Calip now in the Speech Player and eSpeak, Adam, Benjamin, and David. So there's four brand new variants that, and actually there's been quite a bit, there's been quite a few brand new, spanking new variants, so I decided to tell you about that. And you could get that Speech Player and eSpeak at www.grossgang.com/TTS/Speech Player and eSpeak. So, yeah, that, it's a long path, and I'm sorry if I messed that up, and you'll find it. And if you can't find it, either email me or ask Jake. But now that wraps it up for Bobby Vinton's first day back on the podcast. I shall see you hopefully later today. I'll be able to do GOM Player, I'm hoping, but don't hold your breath on that. I'm hoping to be able to get that done. If not, then I will see you in the next podcast. Hopefully it won't be too much longer. And I hope you like my recording setup, and I'm not going to push any of you to do the same. But mine just seems like it really works out good, and I'm going to play it back just to make sure everything came out. And then I'm going to upload this. By the way, my email address changed in the... So I'm going to be giving you a brand new email address here. And it's kind of long, so my email address is vinton.bobby5277@gmail.com. That is vinton.bobby5277@gmail.com. And my Skype name is the same as my email address. And if you want to contact me, you can get in touch with me that way. So long. I'll see you in the next recording, which I don't know when it will be. Bye, guys.
Desktop list. Shut desktop list. Start button. Type here to search button. Shut taskbar. Running app people user show desktop list. Cut B. Bobby Zim B. Prevent M. Items. Music. Items view list. 2017 10 31 14 22 28.mp3. Select. GM player on GM player dialog. Okay, up and out plus O. GM player dialog. Okay, up and out plus O. Graphic. The file is already in use. Error code 0x00000. GM player. Music window. Music window. Items. Name split button. Status bar stat. Desktop. Shut. Desktop list. B. C. Cut. C. Control. C. C. Next. C. Cut free MP3. Start button. Type here to search. Toolbar. Start. Shut down window. Taskbar. System. NVIDIA. Cut free MP3 recorder. 1 of 8. Context. Open. Cut. Exit. Open. Cut free. Exit.